Welcome to Finley's My Little Pony Podcast. I'm Finley and this is my dad. This is episode 34 and,
Episode 34 of the podcast. And I guess what you're going to say is that on today's podcast, we are covering episode 6 of season 2, The Cutie Pox.
Yes, so.
Is that what you meant to say?
Yes, it okay. is.
See, I know what you're going to say. We've been doing this so long, I can finish your sentences for you now.
Yes, you can.
Hey, so we have an email we got from longtime podcast listener Jordan Henry.
Woo-hoo!
And so let's start out our show today by reading Jordan's email to you. How about, what do you think of that?
All right.
So Jordan says, "Hi, Finley. I wanted to ask if you ever considered making a YouTube channel with your dad or and social medias. Thanks, Jordan." So, Finley, have you ever thought about making a YouTube channel?
Yes, I actually have. I'm working on it right now.
So, once you get that set up, we'll have to share that with everyone on the podcast so people like Jordan will know where it's at.
Yes, and also, I'm going to also, on my YouTube channel, mention my podcast.
Hey, good cross-promotion. So, what kind of things do you think you're going to talk about on your YouTube channel once you get it up and running?
Who knows? It's usually just random.
So, it'll just be whatever's on Finley's mind at the moment?
Yep.
So, maybe a little bit of Pony, maybe a little bit of Minecraft. Mm-hmm. What other kind of things do you think you might talk about?
Well, I might be talking about things that are coming up, new movies or something, and one thing that is just, like, making everyone crazy to get out in the sun is the new, well, I don't know if it's new, Pokemon Go.
Oh, that's right. You've been having fun with Pokemon Go, haven't you?
Yeah, I think, like, almost everyone's playing it because it takes so long to get onto the server.
But do you like Pokemon Go?
Yeah, it's cool.
You find it fun?
Yeah, it really is.
So what's your favorite Pokemon that you've captured so far?
Eevee.
Which one?
Eevee.
Oh, yes, Eevee. I'm sorry. So, and once you're able to evolve Eevee, what do you want to evolve her into?
Sylveon.
Which is what type?
It is a special fairy type that can beat dragons, if I'm sure enough. It's either that or it's the other way around. So, okay. Yeah.
Well, you've got to get out there and collect some more Pokemon for you to be able to do that.
Yeah.
Hey, well, anyway, back to Jordan's question about the YouTube channel. When do you think you're going to put your first video up?
I don't know. I'd have to think about that because it just depends on how long it might take me to make the video. And, like, I might have to edit stuff out because, you know, I might have to get a drink of water.
That's what you're worried about in the middle of the video? You're going to get really thirsty?
You know, just things pop up time to time, and I'll just, like, edit that out, and I'll be back saying that I got an apple or something.
How many hours do you think this first video is going to be?
Not any hours. I'm just saying sometimes I just get a little thirsty having fun.
Well, that's good. Well, yeah, we'll let everyone know when the YouTube channel's up. But to make things easier, especially since Jordan asked about other social medias, you know, your email is finleyspony@gmail.com, and your Twitter is @finleyspony. So your YouTube channel, I think, is also Finley's Pony. Is that right?
Yeah, it is.
So people should be able to find you that way under Finley's Pony on YouTube.
Yeah, I might, like, anyways, I'm probably going to have a cool YouTuber named Rock in the City.
I think Finley's Pony is a good YouTube name for you.
Yeah. I'll probably find something better, though.
Yeah. Well, that'll let people see who you actually are for once, instead of just hearing your wonderful melodic voice.
Yeah.
So, Jordan asked whether or not I would be on your YouTube channel. Do you think I'll be on your YouTube channel?
Sometimes I might ask you to come over because, like, I want to see you try to play Minecraft, hee hee.
I don't know. Well, for now, I think I'm going to leave the YouTubers to, yeah. The YouTubes to Finley.
Yeah.
No one needs to see me, I don't think. There's no need for visual evidence that I exist. Well, is there anything else we need to talk about, Finley?
Not really anything.
Anything else exciting going on besides Pokemon Go?
No,
probably not, huh?
No.
No, I guess actually you're kind of all things Pokemon right now. Because not only are you playing Pokemon Go, you just put a new mod onto your Minecraft as well.
Yeah, it's probably what I'm going to be doing mostly on my YouTube channel for now.
And what is that?
It's called Pixelmon.
And what's special about Pixelmon versus normal Minecraft mods?
Because, first of all, you get to have Pokemon. There's random stuff that spawn out of nowhere other than just, like, trainers that you can battle. Let's see, there's Pokemon centers, and I've been checking out a few maps, and there's so much to see in the world of Pixelmon.
So does it let you play, like, actually play Pokemon in the Minecraft world? Is that it?
Yeah.
That's what it does?
Pretty much.
Okay. And that's fun for you?
Yes, it is.
I'm glad to hear that. Oh, I know. One last thing before we get onto this episode. Since we're talking YouTube, do you have any favorite YouTube channels that you watch a lot of?
Yes, actually, I do.
Well, what are they?
Well, let's see. We have the Diamond Minecart.
What's that?
It is another Minecrafter that just is, I don't know, he just, like, does mod reviews and sometimes just plays around like I'd probably do.
So that's how you find a lot of your mods, is by watching that channel?
Yeah.
And do you have any pony-specific channels that you watch?
Other than just some pony things that I watch just, like, to see them. Like, it's not anything.
Well, what kind of pony things do you watch on YouTube? What is the content? What do you watch on there?
Like, you know how I showed you that video before of her trying to tell us that another pony was an alicorn, and she brought up that other pony that...
You mean Sunset Shimmer?
Yeah, yeah.
So how Sunset Shimmer was an alicorn, and when it... That whole big theory.
Yeah, but podcast. Anyway, where she got it from was the pony that I usually listen to. He makes theories, like headcanons and stuff, of like that stuff, but he just makes it cool.
Like, what do you like about it?
I don't know. I just like to listen to him and his opinions.
But you don't know what the name of it is?
Not right now. The name is failing me right now.
Well, maybe we can look it up and you can mention on the next podcast then.
Alrighty.
You like that idea?
Yeah, and I'll be sure to let you guys know when I make the first video, which will probably be for a while.
Well, I don't know about that. It's summer vacation. You got all day.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be doing... The phone in the podcast studio is going off again. This is the third time.
Well...
I guess Mommy Pony went and got it.
Mommy Pony.
You don't think Mommy Pony got that?
I don't know. Maybe Arlington Pony went and got it.
That's true. So, I think it's time to get into the episode.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I think as we said earlier, today's episode is episode 6 of season 2, called The Cutie Pox.
Yeah.
Why don't you take it away, Finn?
Alright, so we started with the Cutie Mark Crusaders, which is mostly going to be them this episode. So, let's see. So, Apple Bloom brings up that they're going to be getting their Cutie Mark in bowling. Sweetie Belle keeps getting gutter balls, while Scootaloo kicks the ball, and it goes flying across the room. So, maybe she's not going to be allowed in bowling anymore. When it was Apple Bloom's turn to roll the ball, she rolled it and heard that someone got a strike and assumed it was her. And then someone yelled out that someone got a bowling cutie mark. And what she didn't realize was that the pony next to her had got hadn't had a cutie mark either, and that pony actually got the cutie mark, which made Apple Bloom disappointed. So then the two others tried to make her feel better, but nothing seemed to cheer her up, so she went to the Everfree Forest, and she fell and tripped and chipped her tooth, and then she bumped into Zecora. So Zecora took her to her hut and healed Apple Bloom's tooth, and then she realized that if she can do so many different things, then maybe she could help her get her cutie mark. But Zecora said that she needed time. Zecora went to make another roo, and she Apple Bloom asked who it was for, and it was a rooster who had lost his crow. Apple Bloom saw that she was using a flower called Heart's Desire, and she thought it could get her what she wanted because it was called Heart's Desire, and her Heart's Desire was to get a cutie mark. So when Zecora left to get some amethyst, she mixed up a brew to get herself a cutie mark. So the next day, we are at the schoolyard, and they all see Apple Bloom gradually walking, and then she turns around, and there's a shiny little white circle on her flank. So then they ask what it is, and she tells them it's a loop-de-hoop. It's kind of like a hula hoop, but it was made from a barrel. So she did a couple tricks, and then Mrs. Cheerilee saw that she was so awesome that no one paid attention to her. So she asked her to take her loop-de-hoop out to the yard and teach them all a lesson in loop-de-hooping. They went to the yard, and they all tried some, but they were pretty bad. And then Apple Bloom showed them a few more tricks. And then when she was up in the sky after using her hula hoop to somehow lift her up in the air, she noticed that she had gotten a second cutie mark and fell to the ground. Diamond Tiara yelled that it was fake. So she asked Mrs. Cheerilee. She hasn't known anyone with two cutie marks, but maybe it's possible that she had two talents. And then she went into town, and she showed off all her two amazing cutie marks. After a whole day of crazy cutie mark, she tried to go to bed, but then when Applejack was trying to sleep, she heard some tapping. And then she went into Apple Bloom's room, noticing that Apple Bloom was tapping. After that, she asked for Applejack to help her, and then she just couldn't help her. So Apple Bloom apologized to Applejack because she got beat up by all the things, and she didn't know how to make it stop, so she went to Twilight to see what was going on, and then she went to get a book, and then Spike got it for her, so she read out some crazy tongue-tying words that may show up later. So,
tongue twister.
Yes.
Susie sells seashells down by the seashore.
Yeah. So
if
then
a woodchuck could chuck wood, how much wood would a woodchuck chuck?
So
Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers.
Okay, are you done?
Do you know any others?
No.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Spike told her to say that 10 times fast, and Twilight bucked him off. So then they figure out that there's no known cure for cutie pox. They go to find Zecora, and when they do, she just keeps getting more cutie marks and more, so she can't help it. And when everyone asked what was going on, Spike said that she had a rare disease called cutie pox, and apparently everyone knew that it was about cutie pox. They all ran away, and they all yelled cutie pox and slammed their doors and slammed their shutters, pulled in their rugs. And then they went to go see Zecora, and she thought that they were all away because they were still scared of her, but they told her the truth. And then she said that some heart's desire disappeared. So she asked Apple Bloom, but she couldn't tell the truth. So she just got another keeping work. And then she did that job. And then Zecora said that by using the seeds of truth, it would grow into a beautiful flower. And then Apple Bloom would have to eat that flower. And they'd all disappear. But someone had to tell the truth to make the flower grow. So they asked Pinkie Pie, but she was just under pressure because she didn't want to get the disease, even though they didn't know if it was, like, contagious or anything, but they just hoped of the worst. Anyways, she couldn't take it. Then Apple Bloom told the truth. The flower grew, she ate the flower, and she felt better. And now, because I have so sadly forgotten the lesson, I will play it for you now, because I was overprepared this time.
Apple Bloom, would you mind writing to Princess Celestia and telling her what you learned?
I'd be happy to, Twyla.
Spock, ready.
Dear Princess Celestia, waiting for what your heart desires can be really hard, so you may try to take a shortcut. But this dishonesty never works, because you didn't earn what your heart desired. The only cure is being honest with yourself and others. And that's something every heart desires.
I sure am proud of you, sis. Seems like you finally learned the importance of patience.
Yep. All good things come to those who wait.
All right. So anyways.
Well, what does that mean? I mean, another version of that is patience is a virtue. That's another common saying people have.
Yeah.
But what do they mean? All good things come to those who wait.
It means that good things come to those who wait.
But what
are they trying? It means exactly what it says.
But what are they trying to teach you?
You should wait for good things.
No. Seriously, what are they trying to teach you, do you think?
I don't know. Patience is good?
Well, that's what patience is a virtue means. But I think the point is, Finley...
Yes?
...is good things come to those who wait. Is instead of getting worked up and anxious and causing problems because you want something to happen now, calm down and eventually it'll come to you. That if it's meant to be, it's meant to be. And that you shouldn't get overly excited trying to make it happen right now. Although, you know what this sounds like again?
What?
This sounds like Twilight saying, don't try again.
Yeah.
It's like, you know what? If it's meant, if something is supposed to happen, it'll happen to you. Otherwise, don't worry about it. So you shouldn't try.
Yeah.
So I'll tell you what. My Little Pony likes to deliver the message to young girls, just don't try.
Yeah. But those young girls went back to trying again because they don't listen to them.
Right, that's how it ends, right? So as soon as Apple Bloom says that's the lesson, what does she turn around and say?
She says, let's go back to the chorus. And then Scoo says, that was way too long.
That's right. She said, I'm done waiting. And she heads off.
Yep. They're going to become potion brewers next.
Oh, I think the Cutie Mark Crusaders have a complete... Every time the Cutie Mark Crusaders are on here, the big ponies try to teach them a lesson. And every time I think the big ponies get it wrong and the Cutie Mark Crusaders get it right.
Yeah.
I think they should keep trying. I think they should keep trying and keep failing.
That's the point of the Cutie Mark Crusaders.
Exactly.
You don't do that or that or that, but it's always... The mission. Like, doing it can still be fun even though you don't get something.
That's exactly right. The journey is the reward, not the destination. But I think it's not just the Cutie Mark Crusaders, it's part of being a kid. You don't know what you're going to be yet, and that doesn't mean you should wait to figure it out. Go ahead and try stuff out. That's the whole point of being a kid.
Yeah, just don't sit there and say, well, I'll figure out later.
Yeah, if I was meant to be a doctor, it'll happen. But I'm not going to actually try.
There's Twilight. That's why she ended up in a library.
I guess so. I mean, I guess you're right. She didn't have much imagination. She's a unicorn with magic powers, so she's just going to do magic.
Yep.
Whereas Rarity's a unicorn who uses her magic, but uses it to something completely unique, which is dressmaking and fashion.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't let being a unicorn define who she was.
Yes. She just uses her magic to help her out sometimes. But usually it's just her hoof-stitched clothes.
Hoof-stitched clothes. Well, does she use her hooves or her mouth to stitch?
She uses her hooves to push it through and stuff.
So, but how does she actually get it into the fabric? Because she doesn't have little fingers to grab the pins with.
She uses her horn.
Oh, she uses the magic to do it.
Yep.
So do you think a non-magic pony could be a seamstress?
I have no idea.
No, I'm asking, what do you think?
No, you'd get poked in the mouth with the needle.
You think so?
Yeah.
Since we're on the topic of cutie mark crusaders and cutie marks, if you were a pony, what do you think your cutie mark would be?
I don't know. Well, I like to make people happy, so it'd probably be like a little smiley face.
Just because you like to make other people happy?
Yeah.
But how about something that represents you, Finley, the person?
Oh, probably be a paintbrush and a palette. So I just like to draw from time to time to time.
And speaking of which, you've actually drawn a new pony for the podcast, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
And I need to scan that. And what we're going to do is, as soon as I scan that, probably between now and the next episode, I'll scan that and replace the image that we currently use for the podcast with your new pony. Do you want to tell people about the new pony you drew?
All right, so the new one, so you don't get confused, is wearing a green dress and some vines around her. Because my dad calls me Poison Ivy all the time because of my red hair. So I decided to make it Poison Ivy themed. This one is also an alicorn, and it actually has a cutie mark. It's little earbuds with connected to a phone, like you're listening to a podcast.
Ah, and what's the name of this pony?
This name of the pony is Podcast Pony.
Well, it makes a lot of sense to me that the logo for a My Little Pony podcast should be Podcast Pony.
Yes.
Okay, so, folks can look forward to that. By next week, we should have the new podcast logo up.
All right.
And we'll make sure that folks get a chance to see Podcast Pony in all her glory.
Yes. So, let's get to question time.
Okay, let's talk about the episode. You're right. Well, let's start off with what you thought of the episode. On a scale of 1 to 5 cutie marks, how many cutie marks did you give this episode?
I would give it a 4.
4, okay. And, you know, when I looked at the IMDb ratings for the episodes for season 2, this is one of the lower rated ones. I guess fans didn't like this one as much. What problems did you have with this episode? What did you like?
It's the thing that you just pointed out.
And what? Oh, the lesson?
That it points back to Twilight being a horrible mentor. Man, you're ruining kids' dreams again, aren't you, Twi?
Hey, she likes to put them down, keep them down, right?
Yep.
Well, I would think, based on the way you think about...
Oh, wait.
Okay,
I got it.
What's that?
She thinks the cutie mark crusaders are going to replace her.
Well, isn't that the characteristic you give Celestia, though, not Twilight? I thought that was your thing about Celestia. She doesn't want to give up any of her power.
You know that pony I was talking about on YouTube?
Yes.
He made a whole video that the cutie mark crusaders have a destined dream to be the next main six. Along with making her friends. Along the way, they somehow convinced Diamond Tiara and Silver Spoon.
So that's 5.
Yeah, and then there's one more pony that I know will definitely say yes.
I think I know who, because you like this pony.
Twistaloo!
So you think Twist, well, name them for me. Who's the new main six, do you think, after... What's the next generation of main six, in your opinion?
Let's see. Look, we have... Instead of having just unicorn, pegasus, we can have a lot of land ponies here.
Okay, so, well, let's go through them. So Twist is a land pony?
Yeah.
Apple Bloom is a...
land pony.
Scootaloo...
Pegasus.
Pegasus, so that's 2 land ponies and Pegasus.
1 unicorn.
Sweetie Belle.
Unicorn.
Okay, so unicorn.
Yeah.
What's Silver Spoon?
She is also a land pony.
She is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what's the and Diamond Tiara is a
land pony.
So four land ponies, one Pegasus.
But if we really wanted to go by the teams, we could have, like, you know, because they're destined to help people, other fillies, find their cue marks.
Yeah.
So, maybe along the way, they'll find another unicorn, another Pegasus, another land pony.
Well, they don't... I think you're right, Twist kind of fits.
Yeah.
But I can't see a situation in which Diamond Tiara and Silver Spoon become part of a new main six.
Yeah.
Part of it is because they're too much alike each other. They're too much the same.
Yeah.
Like, with the current main six, they're supposed to represent different personality types.
But I think they might find some more ponies along the way.
Okay, so let's do a bit more Finley's Headcanon Corner then. What kind of ponies did you... So let's say that the four that they have already are Twist, Apple Bloom, Silver, Sweetie Belle, and Scootaloo.
Yes.
And so they need one more Pegasus and one more unicorn.
Yeah.
What kind of personalities do they need to fill it out, to give you different kinds?
So let's see. Apple Bloom is, of course, like Applejack.
Okay.
Sweetie Belle, Rarity.
Okay.
Then we have our next Rainbow Dash.
Those are easy, right?
Yeah.
So who is Twist?
Twist would probably be most like wearing the beautiful glasses of hers. I think she deserves to be Pinkie Pie with that curly hair.
Yeah, she's curly, but I see her more as a Fluttershy. Kind of the shyer, more introverted one.
Yeah. I think that sounds about right.
You like that? Do you like mine better than Pinkie Pie?
Yeah.
Okay, so then that means that what's left is a Twilight.
It's just like... When we first saw Twist, it was at the park, the cute Senora.
Yes.
She was jumping up in your arms and says, "This is so much fun!"
Well, you know him better than I do. If you tell me Twist is better as Pinkie Pie...
Carol, I don't know if that's it. If she went to a party, I'd think she'd less like Fluttershy.
Okay. Well, you know, you don't have to have the same personality types. That would be the great thing about having a new main six, is you could have a different kind of personality. So, like... Right
what
now,
I'm saying is that Apple Bloom would probably be turning into an alicorn if we're talking about the next alicorn in the group, because she's like the leader of them.
She is the leader, but she doesn't have a horn or wings.
Yeah, but that would be cool if she'd like turned into an alicorn.
Ooh, I like that. But here's what I was saying, though. You don't have to have direct matches. In fact, starting a new main six could allow you to change some of the things you don't like about the new main six. So, for instance, you have Applejack, who's sort of the rural, hick, farmer-type person.
Mm-hmm.
Rarity is the fancy, well-to-do person. Rainbow Dash represents the sports, the jock. Twilight is the nerdy, but magician-type person. Fluttershy is, of course, the really shy introvert. So, like you said... Apple Bloom, Rarity, and Rainbow Dash are all kind of there. Twist is some kind of mix between Fluttershy and Pinkie Pie. But what kind of other type of personality would you want to see there? Would you want to see just a straight other nerdy Rainbow Dash type, or would you like a different kind of person?
No. What I was trying to say is that Sweetie Belle is actually not the next Rarity.
Oh, really?
No.
You don't think so? What is she?
I think another unicorn would be the next Rarity. She is definitely not Rarity. She likes to get herself dirty, remember? Sister, she was the exact opposite.
But you also said that that wasn't consistent. Like, in many of the other episodes, she's much more like Rarity.
Yeah.
You said they just kind of invented that for that episode.
I've been going on about that after that episode, and I found out that Sweetie Belle is more rough and tough.
So, oh, you think so?
I think right here that Sweetie Belle is the next Rainbow Dash.
Well, how about Scootaloo then?
Scootaloo is not much of a flyer. First of all, it says that she can't fly for a really long time.
Okay.
So I think she'd actually be the next Fluttershy.
Where she actually gets a phobia about flying?
Yeah.
Okay. But she's not
when
like
she gets up in the air, she's going to be a little more scared.
But she's not an animal lover, like,
Yeah, but I wonder.
Like Fluttershy. So what,
she's part Fluttershy, but
well, what will she love? What will identify
she
her?
She likes to build things.
Oh, so she's a handy-mandy type person then.
Yes.
Okay. So she's handy-mandy. So how about the other two spots? What kind of ponies do you want in those two spots?
So we have our other unicorn that would probably be part Rarity and part Twilight.
But you can't think of another type just like completely unique.
No, you ready? You ready for the last one?
Okay, I'm ready.
You ready for the Pegasus?
I'm ready for the Pegasus.
Alrighty.
Lay it on me, family.
Okay. This pony can make herself disappear. She's gonna be the full-on magician.
Magician.
Yes. No Twilight, just a magician.
Like Trixie.
Yes. It's the next. Trixie the Great and Powerful.
Okay. So she's all into, like, using magic for magic's sake.
Yes. Unlike Twilight.
Well, what about Twilight? Why?
Twilight is just using her magic. For okay. magic. She's just magic. When they say all the things, loyalty, honesty, big things, there's just magic.
Okay, but you don't see like a pony who maybe wants to be an astronaut and go to space and loves all like stars and planets or stuff, or you don't see a pony.
No, that's still Twilight.
Likes to do compute. No, that's not Twilight.
Yeah, remember that one episode?
She doesn't want to be a space. She doesn't want to be an astronaut.
Whoa.
I'm saying like a pony wants to be an astronaut and go explore the stars. Or a pony that likes to do computers and
I just
does
came
video
up with
games.
The best idea in the whole world.
What's that?
We're gonna kick out that Rarity unicorn.
Yes.
And we're gonna put in a dude.
Oh wow, now that's a new one. You put in a boy pony. Oh,
that's
I like the way
right.
you're thinking.
And he's gonna be a dancer.
That is excellent. Oh, that's really flipping the script on it, Finley. I like that. That is good.
There
I was thinking
we
maybe
go.
You could have a Canadian pony that likes to do curling or
Whoa.
Something. And eats Canadian ham.
I think we're good on
that. It says project all the time.
My goodness.
Okay, well, that was great. So, we got way off topic. I like that. That was fun.
Yeah.
Let's go back to the episode real quick then. What was your favorite part of the episode?
My favorite part of the episode was when the Keaton Mark Crusaders said that they'd wait, and then 5 seconds later, Appleton says, "I'm tired of waiting." Yeah, that was way too long.
I agree. I think that was the best part, because as I said, I think that's the true lesson. I say forget all that nonsense about being patient, and just get out there and do stuff. What was the funniest part?
The funniest part had to be this.
Cutie Pox! Cutie Pox! This puzzling pony plague afflicted a population of ponies back in the Paleo Pony period.
Say that 10 times fast!
So what made that part so funny to you?
It's just that she was like doing what you were doing before.
Oh, the tongue twisters?
Yes.
You think tongue twisters are funny?
Yes.
Who was the MVP, the most valuable pony in this episode?
Let's say Appleton, because she was the main star.
I think that's a good choice. Appleton was front and center on this, and she's the one who learned the lesson, sort of.
Yeah.
And, well, I guess the last thing to do then, as far as wrapping up this episode, is our pony roll call. And there's actually a lot of ponies that had voices in this episode. Who had lines, I should say. But I think for me, as an adult, one of the cute things in the background were three ponies that didn't have lines. There is a movie that I would say is not hugely popular, but with a certain segment of people, it's very popular. It's called The Big Lebowski.
Mm-hmm.
And in that movie, the characters hang out at bowling alley. And I have to admit, I've never really seen this movie, but I know enough about it to recognize this. And in the bowling alley, in that bowling alley scene at the very beginning?
Yeah.
There are three ponies that were made to look like the three main characters in The Big Lebowski.
Ah!
See, but you didn't know that. Well, anyway.
Let me go pull up our list of all the ponies that showed up in this episode. And for... I'm sure people who listen to the podcast every now and then hear clicks going on in the background. And anytime they hear clicks, it's me going to my laptop that we use during the recording. It has a very loud keyboard. And so...
So does mine.
Yeah, I know.
I was trying not to wake them up this morning because I was sleeping with my brother and sister and we had my computer. It was like, don't make a sound. Click, click.
I know. Your sister was complaining about this morning that you were clicking away on a game.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the people who appeared were Applejack, Spike, Pinkie Pie, Twilight Sparkle, Apple Bloom, Rarity, Sweetie Belle, Granny Smith, Scootaloo, Big Mac, Cheerilee, Zecora, and I'm not done yet. I still got to go down now. Daisy, Diamond Tiara, Lily Valley, Rose, Sea Swirl, Silver Spoon, Snails, Snips, and Twist. Mm. That was all the ponies that showed up in this episode. There were a lot of different ponies. And even then, Fluttershy and Rainbow Dash did not show up for the second episode in a row.
The next episode, spoiler alert, we're going to hear a song from ponies we would probably not expect to sing.
Really?
We're going to hear Rainbow Dash sing next time.
You know, I don't think we've heard a single song in season 2 so far, have we?
Mm-mm. This is going to be the first duo with Rainbow Dash and Fluttershy.
I'm disappointed. I always like the pony songs, and we haven't gotten any yet.
Well, you're about to hear a full, lovely song.
Am I going to be... is it a good song, would you say?
Well...
That doesn't sound like a ringing endorsement.
No. I haven't heard it in a long time, but I remember it's all about like choosing the perfect animal.
Okay. Well, in
but
that
I,
case,
I think it's good.
In that case, that's a fun preview for everyone for next week. Do you have anything else to say about this episode, Finley? Do you have anything to add?
It could have been 20% cooler.
We'll try it a little bit better next time. In the meantime,
goodbye.